This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Knight is doing an incredible job breaking down what really happened in the State of the Union. Then your phone calls and Congressman Walter Jones joining us on a host of issues. Continue, David, breaking this down.
Well, Alex, you said Walter Jones is going to be joining us. He's one of the Republicans who is fighting against something that is really going to happen. And that's, of course, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, these trade agreements with Pacific countries as well as with Europe. And, of course, our listeners know this is part of a global governance scheme to create regional trade blocks and then merge those regional trade blocks into a kind of corporate global governance. And then Walter Jones understands that. And Politico has talked about that. They had a headline, "Political Opposites Attract on Trade Opposition." They talk about how there's unabashed liberals like DeLauro and Keith Ellison are fighting this. And you've also got Republicans like Walter Jones and Duncan Hunter. What are they fighting? Well, they're fighting the fact, as we've talked about many times, that this is a secret trade agreement that's being negotiated in private by corporate lobbyists. And
think about that. In mainstream news, they admitted for 2 years, it's secret, you can't see it, and then it signs away congressional power. WikiLeaks releases one part of 30, and it's beyond Chinese-style censorship of the web. This is global government by another name.
And we wouldn't know anything about it if WikiLeaks hadn't leaked those details. Because this is something that you can't see it without a non-disclosure agreement. They don't let elected representatives from any of the countries take a look at this. This is being done in secret. He's calling it fast track. What that means is that they're not going to be allowed to see it before they vote on it. They can't change it before they vote on it. As a matter of fact, he's going to vote on it before he lets Congress vote on it. That's what's really happening with fast track.
Well, that's what Pelosi said about Obamacare. And remember, that under Bush, they kept not letting us see the immigration reform package. And then Senator Sessions leaked it. And he got in trouble.
Yeah.
So they want to pass laws secretly in this country. I mean, obviously, this is a criminal operation.
So that should make you suspicious. But the part that's going to go through. So he's got his base, and he's betraying his base with this Trans-Pacific Partnership because many on the left really understand how NAFTA really took care of the working class.
Yeah, it's not free market. It's not.
No.
It was selectively written.
It's not capitalism. It's corporate cronyism. And now the other part of this that he is going to get through that's going to make his base angry is Internet. Of course, he's saying that the FCC has control. They have jurisdiction. He doesn't need that authorization from Congress. And using bureaucracies and his executive orders, he's going to push this stuff through. And, of course, that's also part of the trade agreement, getting certain aspects of CISPA in. He talked about this last night. You guys got that clip about him talking yet again about intelligence sharing.
Yeah, here's that's why clip. Earlier today I signed a new executive order that will strengthen our cyber defenses by increasing information sharing and developing standards to protect
couldn't get
our
Congress to pass it, so now he's just doing it.
It's failed twice. This intelligence sharing has failed twice. Let's cut that clip.
Even Google's against it, saying it spies on everybody.
Absolutely. So that's one part of it, the intelligence sharing. At the same time, he's going to enact intelligence sharing. And, of course, what's behind that, Alex, is he's going to give legal immunity to the corporations who turn that intelligence over to the government.
Well, it's like Obamacare basically legalizes it for them to share your medical records with anybody.
And then he has the audacity to talk about how we're going to stop corporations from sharing your data. As long as he doesn't stop them sharing.
So here's the headline. Obama announces plan. So Obama to go after pension funds, Internet freedom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the agenda.
Yes. He's going after intelligence sharing in the name of security, then telling people that he's going to give them privacy with these new regulations. Also talking about we're going to have faster broadband for everybody. Evidently, it's clogging down, and they can't get enough information about us over the current bandwidth.
And so that's, well, really, it's about the FCC making it all, quote, government broadcast to begin them having a regulatory hook
Yes.
That's what they want.
They've been on both sides of net neutrality. They could care less. It's just like Romney as far as health care. He's on every side of every issue. So has the FCC. They just want to establish their authority there. And they're turning a lot of crimes that were misdemeanors into felonies.
You know,
acting the RICO statute.
David Knight, one of the best radio hosts in America. And he's at InfoWars.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We're bringing you in with images, if you're a TV viewer, of C-SPAN in the House voting right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The only radio host who consistently interrupts his own intro liner. That's because wild horses couldn't drag me away from the radio. I love fighting tyranny. I love standing up against tyrants. I fundamentally can't stand bullies, scum, gangs of any type. And that's just how I operate. Walter Jones will be calling in the congressman any moment. He's there voting, as you just saw on C-SPAN. Let's start getting to some calls while we're waiting for him to call us on a host of issues. Tim, in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, good. I'm glad to be on the air. I've been listening to you for quite a few years and Prison Planet member.
Thank you.
Take fluoride shield, a few other things. Some things have already been dealt with. I just want to speak a little bit about the ignorance of America. I got sick of hearing them clapping their hands all the time about things he said. I couldn't believe it. They're so duped and everything that they are. And when he said free, I thought, you know, how stupid. Everybody was clapping. And I'm thinking, there's a verse of scripture in the Old Testament that says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I'm glad that you're on the air the way you are. I wouldn't listen to any other news media last night of the speech unless I listened to your people that were commenting. Appreciated very much you airing that and them speaking the way they did and what all you're doing. I'm going to continue to try to keep supporting you.
Thank you.
I'm not a rich man by any means. Don't claim richness. But I'm an American citizen, and I believe what my granddaddy believed in. The American flag would come by, and they'd be playing songs about it. He'd cry, put his hand over his heart, because he had boys in World War II that were on Navy ships. And I remember hearing my daddy say that he always would look up at his dad and see a tear coming out of his eye. And I have an emotional love for this country. I have 14 grandchildren, actually 13, one on the way.
Well, you're wealthy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you just said you're not financially wealthy. You're as rich as it gets with 14 grandchildren. God bless you. That's so exciting. Now, I get sad all the time as well because America's been dumbed down, pulled down. So many bad things have been done to our republic. But it still has had so many great things in its history. And it makes me so angry to see the globalists doing the things they're doing, but our morality and our strength and our independence is a threat to their world plan. And so if other people shared your concern and started to break down crying and mourning for our country, that would show we were a lot healthier. We first got to admit how much trouble we're in and hit bottom before we turn things around. And I think we're starting to get pretty close to that right now. God bless you, sir. Great to hear from you, Tim. You know, I made a flippant comment a few weeks ago. Nobody attacked me for it, but I kind of attacked myself later because it was meant to quantify the numbers. Approximately 20 million Russians died in World War II, about 21 million Germans, tens of millions of civilians that got killed or put in slave camps by the Nazis and the Russians. 390-something thousand Americans died, close to that Brits. Sounds like a lot, 300-something thousand Americans. What about 20 million Russians? So when I said America really wasn't in World War II, we were, but here's the difference. We weren't in land warfare for most of it, with two huge countries battling it out like the Germans and the Russians. That's total war, where just, bam, the populations are coming together in toe-to-toe, never giving up, absolute slaughter. 300-and-something thousand versus 40-plus million. So really, for all intents and purposes, oh, yeah, a lot of people lost family. A lot of folks went down on ships. My dad's first cousin, older than him, went down on one of those ships shot by a German wolf pack, torpedoed in the North Atlantic, trying to get food into England. But it was because we had the bombers and the aircraft that our ground troops were spared the massive millions of dead. That's why many of the casualties, the greatest casualties in any of our air wars was World War II, because it was thousands of bombers going in against thousands of fighter aircraft. And it was just absolute hell. That's why it seems like everybody I know in Texas, granddaddy was in the Army Air Corps. I mean, they just came in here and just recruited the state and got them ready and sent them in. So if you were my grandfather's, World War II was real and terrible. It's just think about the huge loss of life on our side and then think about millions of dead Japanese. Like, I forget the number of dead Japanese. Isn't it estimated at 3.5 million? Look up estimated Japanese dead. I'm going from memory here. And these numbers vary. Again, as soon as Walter Jones is on the line, we'll go to the congressman. He's voting right now. Let's go to Steve in Georgia. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
I want to just touch a couple things with you real quick.
about Obama's speech last night after he said he reduced the deficit. You know, I knew that everything he said after that would be just another lie. Moving on from that, I don't know if you remember me or not, but I'm a retired customs agent over here in North Georgia. Talked to you about Mott Salem before the last time I called.
I do remember your call. Yes, sir.
Okay. And last night on Bill Ayers, you had him, and I was so glad to see you wipe the floor with that piece of scum. He, anytime that you can get a professor to say, well, I don't know what you're talking about, over and over and over again, just, you know, shows the slime ball that he really is.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I'm not a commie. I don't know what that red star is on my website. Oh, I don't know what crony capitalism is. I don't know anything about big foundations. And we're just going to go through in a special report and show him saying that and then the facts.
Yes, he don't remember or he don't know what you're talking about when he bombed the military dance hall in 1970 in New Jersey. He killed, and three of his members were killed during the bombing, and one of them was his girlfriend. And that's not the only injury. He said last night he didn't injure anyone. Well, you know, my jaw dropped.
But oh, I know. And when he's not posing, standing on American flags, he was very slick and wanting to pacify us and act like he was friendly and nice. And it was all about getting a point of contact and getting us to agree. That's because the left is really scared. They know people are awake to them. But what do you do when you're met with someone that just basically lies incessantly to your face?
I mean, look, we do that every day when Obama talks to us. But anyway, the flu shots there, Alex, I went in the VA last week and I checked up. And they tried to get me to take a flu shot. I said, no, I'm not going to take one of those because I've never had the flu. And the lady, the nurse said, you know what, Steve, the only time I ever got the flu is when I did take a flu shot. But now what they want you to do there at the VA, Alex, I know you know a lot about facial recognition. Now they want you to get a retina scan. And I'm sure that what they're trying to do is track the veterans so they'll know exactly where they're at and how to take them out when the time comes.
Well, sure. And whenever they finally pacified Fallujah, what'd they do? They retina scanned every man, woman, and child.
Exactly.
And they're not trying to retina scan the gangbangers. They're not trying to retina scan. No, they retina scan your kids when they go to these big theme parks, and they retina scan veterans when they go in to get treatment. Because you are the enemy. You're the people that know how to fight, have shown you're willing to fight. And if you were the criminals in government that have seized this country, who would you be afraid of? And the fact that Homeland Security admits, not the average Homeland Security person, but the people running it, you know, Eric Holder, people like that, Jay Johnson, all of them, the very fact that they say the number one enemy is returning veterans shows you this is a Vichy French government. These are occupiers, and that's not rhetoric. These people are occupiers who want to bankrupt this country and shut us down. God bless you. Appreciate that call. Let's go to Scottish John. I apologize. He's been a guest before. Known him about 15 years. And he was on hold. I didn't see his name there. Scottish John, I'm going to skip ahead and go to you and then go to Patton and others. Go ahead, Scottish John.
Hello, Alex. Long time caller. First time listener. Hey, I was I watched that circus last night on the nightly news. And I call it a circus because only the clowns showed up. And it was thanks to David and Leanne and Jakari sitting there like the judges on American Idol that I was able to watch that, because I could normally never listen to him for longer than 30 seconds.
Well, exactly. We don't want to just tune out of the lies because everybody's already done that. We want to take their propaganda and use it against them and expose them right there. But didn't the crew look and act professional? I mean, they looked and acted but had better info than mainstream media. I mean, it was really a first-rate job.
Yeah, because as I say, I normally can't stand more than 30 seconds of him, and I watched the whole hour there. But you know what? They could have had that over and done with in about 5 seconds if they just turned the camera from where he was standing on that whole audience, and they just stood up and gave us the middle finger. That was more or less delivering the same message.
Yeah, and Boehner was back there acting like he doesn't like Obama when the two party together. I mean, it is just pure theater.
Where Boehner and Biden were sitting, what they could have done was they could have had Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Hillary Clinton back there dressed up as go-go dancers. And we could have had Obama wired up the lie detector, and every time he lied, it would go off bells and whistles, which would have been constant, and those three could have been dancing to that. That was my
or
favorite.
Being dropped into,
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new product. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to help prevent bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to use daily, while powerful enough to help your own immune system destroy the causes of many serious diseases. Supernatural Silver has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, yes, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
About getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
Carolina. He comes on every few months to give us an update. We've only got until 40 after, and there's a lot to cover. Huge mainstream media coverage, a lot of co-sponsors now on his bill that had almost no support a year ago, and that is to release 28 secret pages of the 9/11 report. And he's seen it. He's told us some of what's in it. It's incredible. It basically was allowed to happen, bare minimum. And he joined, and Saudi Arabia was clearly involved, as if we needed to know that. But he's going to talk about that. But he's late because he was voting on a bill and it looks like it's going to pass. And he's going to tell you about that, to save the unborn 4 months or older, unless it's a medical emergency. And then that's not abortion, that's just a procedure. And you can't kill these babies partial birth. So, Congressman, we want to thank you for your work. Spend a minute on that. Then let's get into the 28 pages. Then we'll talk State of the Union.
Okay, Alex, great. What we had was the rule to form the outline of the debate, and it's for your listeners, it's H.R. 36. The title is Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And that means after the fourth month, the only way that a woman could have an abortion would be that if it was absolutely in the health of the woman, meaning that she would die if it was not done. So this is to stop partial birth abortion. And I want to give Trent Frank, he's the sponsor of the bill. I want to give Chris Smith, who's one of the strongest advocates of protecting the unborn. He's from New Jersey. And I know this bill will pass. The rule passed. It wasn't even close. Even quite a few Democrats voted for the rule, which creates the debate. And we will debate this bill this afternoon, and then we will vote on it tomorrow.
And you believe it's going to pass?
Yes, sir, I do.
And you, what about the Senate?
Well, the Senate is hard to read, but I would think that, again, their rules are different than the House. And you know that, and most of your listeners do. But I would believe if it's a straight up or down vote in the Senate, I think it would pass also. But I don't know what rules their debate will have, so that makes it a little bit difficult for me to give you a projection.
Well, if Mitch McConnell doesn't stand in the way, it has a good chance of passing.
Well, I think the Republicans in the Senate will bring this up. I really do.
They better.
I don't have any question that if they have the opportunity, they will bring it up. I really mean that. It's time for us to bring the gift from God, to give the gift from God a chance to live. So that's the way I look at it.
Well, if we get rid of this abortion industry, I think the curse that's on this country, and who can deny we're under a curse, will be lifted. I mean, who can kill 55 million babies and get away with it? And it's just, it's unbelievable. We're going to break. We're going to break in a few minutes, Congressman Jones, but let's start talking about 28pages.org. Your move, your bill is getting a lot of attention. I know you just met with one of the heads of the 9/11 Commission a few weeks ago. Tell us about that, please, sir.
Well, I'd like to tell you, your listeners, that, and I want to give a couple of numbers before you let me go this afternoon. I want the people to know that the 9/11 families who lost so many loved ones when we were attacked on 9/11 have been calling for a declassification of 28 pages that were declassified by the Bush administration after 9/11. 9/11, we had a report that was, the report was made by Bob Graham, Senator Graham, Richard Shelby was involved, Porter Goss was involved, and they have all been calling that these 28 pages be declassified. Alex, 2 weeks ago, Bob Graham, who now has a daughter in the Congress elected from Florida, Bob Graham came up and participated in a news conference with Congressman Steve Lynch, Democrat from Massachusetts, Walter Jones, myself, and Thomas Massey, and 9/11 families. This is the third press conference we've had, the first one with Bob Graham, and he has said publicly there is no reason that President Obama does not keep his word to the 9/11 families that he would declassify this information. And I would ask your listeners to please go on the website of 28.com, look at the information on the website. I would also like to ask your listeners to call the White House. I'll give that number very
absolutely
quick.
We're about to go to break. We're going to come back and give that website out and that phone number out multiple times. So get your pen and paper ready, folks. 28pages.org is what the staff told us is the best website to go to. And HRS 14, the phone numbers are on that site. We're going to come back and give you those numbers in 3 minutes. Congressman Walter Jones, a real patriot, is on the line with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I'm gonna steal me.
Who do you think is behind? Sure, we know the U.S., NATO, Turkey are involved, but who's really behind ISIS, which is Al-Qaeda, killing hundreds of thousands of Christians and other innocents, non-radical Muslims in Syria, Saudi Arabia? And where did 15 of the 19 hijackers come from on 9/11? We know where they came from, Saudi Arabia, so we attacked Iraq, something Congressman Jones has been fighting. So Politico points out, what's going on with Walter Jones and all these Republicans that he's got behind him that want to release these pages that will expose the Bush administration? Well, it's just called doing the right thing. And the minute other Republicans start acting like statesmen and not gangsters like Boehner is the day we'll start turning this country around. But I want to go to Walter Jones. We've got about 10 minutes left with him. The congressman joins us. You can go to the website, 28pages.org. We're also going to give out a phone number to call the switchboard. Sir, Give us our marching orders. What do we do to push this over the edge and get these 28 pages released?
Alex, again, thank you. The families of 9/11, ever since that tragic day that we were attacked by the hijackers, they have been calling on the president since President Bush. He is the one that when they came out with the 9/11 report, the administration reviewed it, and the Bush administration said, no, the 28 pages in this report must be classified. I have read the classified pages, and many of my colleagues have as well, the 28 pages. There is nothing, Alex, in here about national security. If it was, I would not be on your show. I would not introduce this resolution with two other members of the House. What we're asking people around this country, think about the pain of the 9/11 families, and think about you, the American citizen. Don't you have a right to know the truth about who was behind 9/11? Absolutely yes is the answer to that. H. Resolution 14 called the White House, and I give the number slowly, 202-456-1111. Now let me give the switchboard for your member of Congress, and that switchboard number is 202-224-3121. Call that member of Congress and say, look seriously at joining on House Resolution 14. Now, Alex, let me explain to your listeners very quickly. Any member of Congress in good standing can make a request of the Intel Committee in the House to read the 28 pages. I would hope that they would have time to do that. But if not, please just think about it this way. Just give the families what they've been asking for. They're the ones that were injured. This is a way for the families to get peace and the American people to know the truth about 9/11.
And I know you're not supposed to tell us everything that's in it, but when they use national security to hide crime, we have a responsibility. How much, I mean, you've talked about it before. I've talked to military people that have been involved in the House that have seen it. I mean, basically, it's that Saudi Arabia was running the operation.
Well, I would say this because it's already been actually Bob Graham, who was helped write the 9/11 report. He actually said at the news conference that the Saudis were behind the 9/11 attack. And also that this would allow the families, if these 28 pages could be published, this would help the families in their lawsuit against the Saudi Arabian government for the damages that were done to the American people on 9/11.
My God, what type of apology do we owe the Iraqi people for blaming them for this?
Well, I don't, to me, I've got a poster. I wish I could send it to you of a Saudi prince with a heavy stomach leaning back on a pillow and smoking a cigarette with a holder and seeing Uncle Sam on his knees to the Saudi, and the Saudi saying, go get those ISIS thugs, but don't spill any blood on my rug.
It's unbelievable.
I wish I could send that to you. That's why this is about the families who are in pain. This is about the American people knowing the truth. We will not have government for the people if the people don't know the truth. And that's what this is all about.
Well, you've got a lot of courage. You continue to bring in legislation to impeach Obama. If he launches more wars without congressional authorization, you bring out legislation like this. I mean, I got to be honest. I love Ron Paul. He was on last week.
I love Ron Paul, too.
And he did a lot of great work fighting the Federal Reserve. But I think you now are even more bold than he was with the type of legislation you're bringing forward, sir. And so I just want to say this. Everybody should be praying for Congressman Walter Jones because he's the type of leader who isn't a glitter bug, isn't some narcissist, but really cares about his family and grandchildren and this country. And we need more people in Congress like him. Let's give that number out one more time. You can go to jones.house.gov. You can also go to 28pages.org to find all the information. Capitol Switchboard to talk to your member of Congress, 202-224-3121, or White House, 202-456-1111. And even mainstream media admits this is getting a lot of co-sponsors, it's gaining steam, but at least demand that the intelligence committees of the House and Senate read them and then have these members publicly say they've read it, so when it does come out later, they're going to be held politically responsible for aiding and abetting the Saudis, because I'm here to tell you, the Saudis are in an oil war right now with the U.S. to destroy our frackers. They're in a war with Russia right now. That's on record. And Saudi Arabia, I don't want to be a drama queen here, but we've even had some issues. I'm telling you, they're all over the U.S. I don't mean Saudi people, but the Saudi government is too big for its britches. It's manipulating Hollywood. It's buying off U.S. corporations. They're out of control.
Yeah.
And Congressman, have you had any stuff go on, any scuttlebutt, any manipulation because you're doing this to the Saudis?
No, Alex, I have not. And the way I look at this thing, I know you're the same way. I'm doing God's will because God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to save our souls by his son telling us the truth. And that's what this is all about, is the truth of what happened on 9/11. And I have no excuses but to seek the truth, because that is what will make America stronger.
So the heavens may fall. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. Do the right thing, and that's it. Well, God bless you. Amazing. In the few minutes we've got left, State of the Union, you were there, you know, witnessing it all. Obviously, if you're informed, the whole thing is a deception. To see the president, though, saying, I'm going to give you this free, I'm going to give you that free. I mean, it's like he's Hugo Chavez or something. What do you make of this and the carbon taxes and the just all the stuff he was pushing?
Alex, the one thing I'd like to say is that one thing he did not mention is the debt of our nation. It is now well over $18 trillion. In March of this year, 2015, in 2 months, we will have another debate on the floor of the House to raise the debt ceiling to allow the administration to borrow more money from foreign governments to pay the bills from last year. That is one thing that I just get upset from my own side. You made mention earlier I did not support. I was one of 24 House members who did not support John Boehner. I have nothing against him personally, but I don't think he's a good leader in what America needs at this time or the Republican House.
That's right. We need people that don't want to allow the Democrats and Obama to destroy the country. I know you also have been voting to try to stop the open borders. Obama, in his speech, said that he'll veto any legislation that tries to stop his amnesty. It's an executive amnesty by fiat. I mean, why even have a Congress if they allow this to happen? Is Boehner going to try to repeal Obamacare? Is he going to try to block Obama on open borders?
Well, Alex, that's the problem. I was for impeaching the president when he allowed those children to come to this country illegally. And yet our leadership in Washington, we had a vote on the House floor to approve a lawsuit by the speaker to sue the president over presidential executive orders. That's probably going to cost $2 or $3 million. I said, why don't you just follow the Constitution? If you think that the president is out of line or out of control or not following the Constitution, then do what the Constitution says we have the authority to do.
Sure, it was a stalling tactic. It'll take years with the suit. So that Boehner doesn't get in trouble. Finally, sir,
sure.
You have been probably the most outspoken Republican in the Congress, period. And I love Rand Paul. I'm a little disquieted by him talking out of both sides of his mouth about this Trans-Pacific partnership that WikiLeaks released part of, that basically removes authority from the Congress and the president. It's secret. I mean, right there, no one should support it because it's secret. You've been fighting it, and the establishment's been attacking you for that. Give us what you know about the treaty, because it's secret. Is there any intel you've got being a congressman?
Well, what we're concerned about is especially the two issues, and because it's limited time, I'll talk about the trade promotion to give the president the authority to bypass the Constitution.
Fast track.
And that to me is an assault on the Constitution and the sovereignty of America. And I am fighting that. I've got other Republicans who have joined me, not many, but a few, and we're working with Democrat liberals across the aisle to not allow a president to bypass the Constitution.
Seems like a no-brainer.
It should be. And thank you for speaking out about this and waking up the American people. Get behind and call your members of Congress and say stop given authority away to the Chinese and to an administration that doesn't care about the Constitution?
That's right. That's who's got most of the voting power, the Chinese, on this deal. It's incredible. Well, Congressman Jones, please don't thank me. I want to thank you because you're a very serious person, and you are really giving them hell on every front. And in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated and feared. But when in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote Mark Twain. And just as Ron Paul 20 years ago couldn't get a single co-sponsor to audit the Fed, as you know, that's passed twice now. The Senate can barely stop it. We're really getting close. And so God bless you for your leadership, sir.
But thank you for allowing me to be on your show. And please, God, continue to bless America. Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much, Congressman.
Bye-bye.
All right. Powerful interview with the congressman. I'll go to Patton and Bruce and Jake and others that are patiently holding here in about 60 seconds. But I almost start crying when you just talk to a simple, normal, smart, caring guy like Walter Jones, who, believe me, folks, is risking his life going up against the Saudis. I've talked to the people that have read it. I mean, you've heard what the former head of the commission said. They knew the Saudis were running the operation, and the Pentagon stood down under orders. And it was bipartisan. And Dick Cheney was involved in the stand down. George W., I talked to people that knew him and separately. I'm just going to leave it at that. He was hiding in a bunker that night and really thought that the attacks were real. I'm not defending George W. Bush. It's just we've done deep research into this. He was a puppet who, by the way, did not quit drinking. I'll just tell you that, too. Drunk by 5 o'clock every day. And then the rest of the time in the gym or watching Sports Center, kind of like Obama. And it's not just my sources. There's footage of Bush getting off the helicopter, falling down drunk. I mean, whatever. That's not that big a crime in my mind. This attack, bare minimum, was allowed to take place so they could take American liberties. And the deal for al-Qaeda was they'd later be given the entire Middle East, Africa, and Central Asia. Our troops, because they don't wear uniforms, al-Qaeda, could not beat al-Qaeda in Iraq or in Afghanistan. Now they're giving them footholds, and I've studied military tactics. I've talked to top sources. They concur with my research. They're giving them so many footholds right now, they're not going to be able to be beaten. So I have to concur with the top generals that talked to Dr. Corsi, and said that an element in the government has actually flipped sides and is now fully backing al-Qaeda for a worldwide takeover. That doesn't mean here in the U.S. or Europe per se, but when we say worldwide, all over the world, from Indonesia to Central Africa to the entire Middle East to Eastern Europe, they are to be given power. And I got to be honest, I'm usually light years ahead of Glenn Beck and WorldNet Daily on a lot of issues. And I'd hear this stuff 6-7 years ago about caliphates and all this, and I was wrong. I mean, it's real. They're really doing it. And it shows you the elite are out of their minds, evil. Because they're not just intending to build up al-Qaeda to defeat them over and over again. While their leadership gets paid off, they are intending to turn them loose everywhere. And then take all of our freedoms when they attack. So, as a father, once you're a father, I've been a father for almost 13 years now. It's beyond anger. I just am disgusted, and I just am by people that want to destabilize society, people that want to screw things up, people that want to hurt innocents, dumb down kids. We're facing pure evil. The system wants you to take flu shots that they know don't protect you and lower your immune system every year as the flu gets worse every year. We're going to go to break, come back with your calls, a little bit of overdrive. I'm going to go right to Patton and Bruce and everybody, but I don't want to cut you short, so stay there. Briefly, since I mentioned that, what I personally have done, we've been working on this a year, is go out and find the best well-known herbs and extracts to put it into an organic, cold-pressed, non-alcohol very thick, oily tincture. This is concentrated. This is a Rolls-Royce or Lamborghini Countach quality nutraceutical for $19.95. We did a test of it. People loved it like I already did. So we got a bunch of it in, but it's already, half of them, it's already sold out in just a few days since I went to 25% off the already super low price, $14.95, Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Complex. And at current rate, it'll probably sell out in a week, and then it'll take a while to get more of it in. And it supports the broadcast. But this is just mega strong, mega concentrated, mega organic. And we're so proud of it. It's the new Right Side discount line. Now, some of our InfoWars Life is discounted and very inexpensive. Some of it's very expensive because it's how much these proprietary patented compounds cost. This is with ancient known herbs and other extracts, all mixed together at a very, very low price because we can get them for a lot less. We kept a few ingredients out that are excellent as well, just they're too expensive. So we're coming out with a whole line for folks. Some stuff as low as $9.95. We're going to have a whole line, the Right Side, Ancient Defense, Herbal Immunity. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. You can go read all the ingredients right there. Echinacea, Gold Seal Root, Yin Chayo Formula, Japanese Honeysuckle Flower. I'm not going to read everything on here. It's just it's elderberry, ginger root. It's all there. Elderberry flower. It's just so many incredible things. Bayberry bark. This is amazing.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What's the best way to keep secret for somebody? Well, you give them something that they want so bad that they don't care what you're hiding.
The year is 2007, and 20% of the state of California is employed in real estate.
We live in a capitalistic nation of kings and prey upon the greed of the selfish pawns.
Based on a true story.
We created the American dream, where everybody could qualify for one of these loans.
Americans. In select theaters, January 23rd.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
All right, we're going to do this segment, one little segment of Overdrive, as is customary, to finish up with callers, Patton and Bruce and HB and Jake. We'll get to all of you. two new stories up at InfoWars.com. Deflated NFL refs allegedly never noticed deflated footballs. That's in Deflategate. And as George Orwell said, if the proles ever stopped obsessing over sports or lotteries, they might have saved Oceania from the tyranny. Samsung has responded to privacy concerns over its warning that voice recognition software used in the company's line of smart TVs is being used to record personal conversations and send them to third parties. You can read their response up on InfoWars.com. I want to go to calls first. If I have time, I'll get into this more. It's a very important story. Let's go to Patton. Patton, you're on the air. Welcome.
Okay, thank you, Alex. There's two or three things I want to say. The first time or two I called, I was kind of starstruck because you are one of my heroes. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're like please, it. Please, you're my hero.
The story Lan McAdoo done last night on occult knowledge, I think that is hard hitting. If we can, you know, like she said, the knowledge can be used for good or evil. It just depends on the person using it. If we can get our hands on some of that ancient knowledge of how to manipulate people, like she was talking about the cake mix, imagine the same stuff they can apply to food or music or anything, you know, selling records or whatever. They have used it on all of us.
Sure, sure, sure. You can't use the Ring of Sauron to do good, so I wouldn't use the knowledge against others, but knowing how evil operates, you then can't be manipulated by it as easy, and you can tell others. So, yes, you can use occult knowledge by knowing it to be aware of its pitfalls, but I do not believe you can use occult knowledge and have it ever turn out good. If that's what you're saying, I did watch the interview. It was very powerful. I want to get that guy on my broadcast and get his view. I was aware of a lot of what he was talking about. But from that perspective, again, knowing the enemy tactics is good. Occult just means hidden. And so, yes, the globalists use hidden systems of manipulation. And you see the low-level thing, you know, it's hidden that Obama's not going to give you free education. Because we know the facts, we know how to look it up. Well, the average public, they don't know how to look it up, so it's magical to them. So I guess I have occult knowledge because I know about false flags. Well, now the public knows about false flags, so it's no longer occult because it's no longer hidden. Do you see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes. Yes, sir.
So okay. I agree with you. You can use the occult, not that you get out a Ouija board or a pentagram, but you know the occult, and so you know their tricks. Go ahead.
You know how to defend yourself against it. If you know what they're doing, you know how to defend yourself against it.
Absolutely. Okay. Well said. Anything else?
The other thing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. The other thing, I've found a way to, in my town, Lenore City, Tennessee, I've figured out how to really put the word out about InfoWars. I've got 30 or 40 signs out all across my county. There's two or three overpasses that I put sheets on. You know, I go to the edge of the overpass and I put a sheet on each side that says at the very top, if you want the truth, go to InfoWars.com or AlexJones.com. Okay, I've got 30 or 40 signs in my friend's front yards all across this county. And I'm just, you know, there's not very many people out here that really go for the actual truth instead of whatever they can get out of it truth. And, the last thing I wanted to ask you, Alex, is what is your definition of a terrorist?
My definition of a terrorist is someone that takes women and children hostage and threatens to kill them for demands. I don't think someone asymmetrically fighting back against occupiers is a terrorist, as some people define it. I think the Palestinian that stabbed 7 people in Tel Aviv attack, including non-military people, is a terrorist. I don't think someone fighting an Israeli tank in, say, Lebanon in their own land is a terrorist. You know, I'd call them a military person. So there's my definition of terrorism. It's threatening acts of violence or carrying them out to demand a political or economic gain is the classical definition.
This is
but I think
BTN,
it's
the
targeting non-combatants.
Radio Network.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. More calls coming up. Bruce and others.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging